Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Lush Radio. Yo, we on Lush, are we live right now? Hello. Yeah, you know it's an exclusive show, it's my favorite show. Ha ha. Knowledge. Yo, Lush, you need your vendor. Yes. One can do it better. Breaking down the norm from January to December. No showing for pretenders. Exclusive voice members coming live and direct. Distributed and sold by vendors. Okay. Street bloom to women's views. The voice is what? Tell them what the people choose. Breaking down barriers and exposing fools. Lushy Lush Radio messes the game like Pro Tools.
Yo, 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 man, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down, man. Happy New Year, Blog Talk, man. It's a new focus. It's a new age. Let's get it, man. Get your priorities together, man. And remember this quote right here. Every setback is a setup for a step up. Shout out to my girl, CZ, for that quote, you know, from my pastor, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. Like I said, man, it's a new year. Get your game face on, man. Get a game plan together so we can get out here and get this money. Today we're going to have a two-for-one special. We got your man Young Soldier and your man Cordell Taylor, you know, rocking on the show with your girl Lushy Lush. Two positive African-American gentlemen, you know, doing a 1-2. Young Soldier is doing this thing, you know what I'm saying? Young Soldier is doing this thing and rocking it out, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying, he's supposed to representing the, you know what I'm saying, the Carolinas, you know, and we need crazy support for all the DJs that's out there that's listening to this joint, man. Support this cat and his movement. He got the new joint, right? This the new word for the new year, man. A lot of people was talking about swag in 09. It ain't about swag, it's that glow. So I'm saying, man, I know you jocking my glow. It's that glow, that natural glow. You know what I'm saying? That's the new swag, glow. You feel me? And he got this song called Glow. He doing his 1-2, man. Your man, you know what I'm saying, is doing his thing. Young Soldier. And we got your man Cordell, you know what I'm saying, doing his 1-2, shaking it down, you know, killing it for the people, you know. But until then, man, we're going to go ahead and pay some bills, you know what I'm saying, pay some bills real quick for the people. So y'all check this out, man, E2K Magazine. Make sure y'all go out and cop that.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it.
Ghost Rider Lush Radio, you already know.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. If you want to see hot stars, you want to see sexy ladies, you want to see Baltimore raw and uncut, man, then you need to holler at Hood Punishers, man. The hottest DVD circulating the Baltimore area, man. Be more stand up. Man, Boots got nothing but the hottest, the realest. If you want to get on, give you an opportunity to get on, man. Number high videos, we shutting it down. And let us come to your hood and punish you. Hood Punishers, www.myspace.com. Hood Punishers 176, man. Watch out, cause I'ma punish you, baby. Lush.
I want to get your stunner shades on. I want to get the hottest glasses worldwide exclusive.
Holla at Rooly.com, www.rooly.com. Holla at them official sponsors of Lush Radio. It's not a game. I got my stunner shades on, and I'm doing my 1-2, man. Holla at Rooly.com. It's not a game. Go check out the website, man. You're going to be impressed. Tell them Lush sent you, man. It's not a game, man. I got my stunner game on. Do you?
For real, man. Y'all need to get y'all stunner shades on. Y'all need to really check out www.rooly.com, man. They got, you know, some high shades, man. I need to go ahead and rock it up. You know, the summer's about to come in. You know, springtime, all that jazz, you know, fall. You want to get some hot shades to rock it out with, man. You know what I'm saying? So check that out, man, for real. That's that, you know what I'm saying? That's that ish right there. That's that ish. You know, check that out. You got your, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you got your man doing this 1-2, www.rooly.com, man. And you know what I'm saying? Right now, you know what I'm saying? We waiting on Young Soldier. I'm about to give y'all a taste of Young Soldier. We're going to let y'all hear that swerve joint by your man, Young Soldier. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, man, I'm a, you know what I'm saying? I was about to play that swerve joint from your man, Young Soldier. But I think we got Young Soldier in the building. So like I said, man, you know, not to hold anything up, but like I said, man, we got your man, Young Soldier. You know what I'm saying? Live in the building, you know, a positive African-American young man that's coming through trying to make a difference through his music, you know what I'm saying? And he's doing his thing, man. And we need all the DJs, all the cats that got radio shows to really log on and make sure y'all support this movement, man. We really trying to get this rotation up, representing from that, you know, Carolina style. So I'm about to go to the lines. You already know. Yo, 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 what it do, baby? What it do?
What's happening, babe?
Ain't nothing much, player. Player.
Don't do that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know you was out. You was over there grinding hard body. I got that text. You was in the studio, man. This is what I'm talking about, man. Artists out there grinding in that studio, grinding, giving us that hot music, man. What's up with you, man?
Ain't nothing. Just chilling, trying to maintain, dropping some joints. You know what I'm saying? Just drop a new joint called Hood Famous, killing them.
Is, man, you know, before we get into the nitty gritty, man, I got something for you, player. Gotta give you that traditional Lush Radio welcome, dogs. Yeah, the crowd going wild for you, man. It's going wild, dog.
Appreciate it.
That's what it is, man. Before we get down into the nitty gritty, man, go ahead and give your shout outs, man.
What's up, man? I'm going to give a shout-out to you first, babe. You know what I'm saying? Good looking out, you know what I'm saying, on the networking. Then I'm going to give a whole shout-out to the Carolina, you know what I'm saying? Then my whole team, OENT, you know what I mean? Other than that, you know what I'm saying, I show love to everybody. So and for everybody that's listening, I give a shout-out to y'all, too. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. So, you know what I'm saying? So, Young Soldier, man, where'd you get the name Young Soldier from, player?
I'm a beast, man. I'm a soldier. That's, I mean, it speaks to, like, you know what I'm saying? I've been out here grinding on the street level for so long, like, nothing really fazed me, you know what I mean? Just like I tell everybody, you know, 2 trafficking charges, and one of them I beat, you know what I mean? And one of them I got hit for, but even at that, nothing really scared me, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't have to leave the city to get no Purple Heart, you feel me? I got my Purple Heart in the hood, you know what I'm talking about? So that's how I got the name. I was just a soldier with it, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, and that's what it is, Young Soldier. You know what I'm saying? Young Soldier, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a lot of people go through, you know, a lot of people, you know, that's in the hood, right? You know, they a product of their environment, you feel me? And they get caught up in the game, you know what I'm saying? And they don't know how to challenge that same street knowledge they got to make it into something positive. You know, I know, you know, it's growing up in the hood, growing up, you know what I'm saying, where you at, you know what I'm saying, it's hard to find a positive outlet to do that thing, especially coming down from, you know, the Carolinas, you know what I'm saying? So tell us how, you know, you actually took all that negativity around, you know, your surroundings and make it into something positive through your music, my dude.
I mean, the first thing, you know what I'm saying, I don't care what nobody say, you know what I'm saying, if you're going to be hood, you can always keep a hood 24/7. Ain't no problem with that. There's a way to do it. But, like I tell everybody, like, for me, you got to get up you got to get from around your hood for a minute. You know what I'm saying? You got to go out someplace and clear your mind. And every hood, every place you go, they got the same hood, don't get me wrong, but there are places that you can go. You know what I'm saying? I hate to say it, but you know what I'm saying? Like, with people that don't get in trouble and don't do all that, just live life, you got to get yourself around them to clear out your mind. You know what I'm saying? Keep the hood with you, but just you got to take yourself out of that hood for just a minute, you know what I'm saying, to clear your mind. That's just what I did. I just jumped up out the hood. My people, I'm going to holler at y'all for a minute. I need some time to clear my head. Take you about a six-month leave.
Mm-hmm.
Clear your mind, get your shit together, you know what I mean? And this, and you know what I'm saying? You come back, you know how to look at stuff now, you know what I'm saying? When I dipped up, I wasn't around there beating people up no more, or selling this, or doing this. I wasn't doing that no more. I took myself up from that environment. I said, you know what I'm saying? It is a better way. It takes time now. Don't get me wrong. I ain't say you're going to move out today and then tomorrow you'll be on the right path, because it don't work out like that. But you do got to keep yourself ready, you know what I'm saying? Keep yourself focused, but you got to dip up out of that. But I tell people all the time right now, the game is not the game no more. You know what I'm saying? You got too much snitches.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? People ain't playing the game right. So the game ain't what it used to be. Matter of fact, the game is just, the dope game is basically watered down to, you know what I'm saying, the game ain't what it used to be. If you ain't got it by now, you ain't going to never get it, dude. And that's what I tell people, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't got it by now, you ain't going to never get it.
And that's some real true talk, soldier, because for real, like, you know, a lot of people is promoting the game, but, like, people don't understand the people that's doing bids, you know, like Frank Lucas, man, your man did all that, and your man has nothing to show for it, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, them Fed charges and all that, man, you know, hey, you can't do all that and then get out, you know, on a clear, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, hey, the game got too many snitches that's willing to put their man, and they ain't taking no L's now. Cats ain't like OGs back in the day. They not taking L's for nobody. You understand what I'm saying? So the game is messed up, and it's not worth living that life, living over your shoulder, you know what I'm saying? Real
exactly.
Talk.
You know what I'm saying? They're not giving these people what they say they're giving them. So everybody that's listening, let me tell you something. And I know for a fact, you know what I'm saying? I was locked up with this cat that snitched, you know what I'm saying? And when I talked to him before I found out he was a snitch, he told me if he knew what he knew now, he would have never snitched, because they told him they were going to give him such and such. But the minute he dropped that dime, man, them boy, they reneged on his package. Now he wanted in jail, and he wanted on the streets. So that man, he ain't got no love, no matter where he turned at. He's screwed. So you know what I'm saying? For all y'all boys snitching, thinking they're going to cut your time, they're going to do this, they're going to do it, they ain't going to do it. And you're snitching for no reason. And y'all got to, we got to come back, and it's just like the rap game. We got to destroy and rebuild. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got to destroy and rebuild. You know what I'm saying? The game is not the game. Y'all, ain't nobody got no love or no loyalty no more. You know what I'm saying? And that's just real.
And that's the real talk. And even with this rap game, you know, the loyalty and, you know what I'm saying, like, people, you know what I'm saying, like, you got a lot of MCs that's promoting, they've been in the hood, and this, that, and the third, and they gangster, but they ain't never seen no bid, they never did no bid, they never sold nothing, they got college degrees, but they promoting all this nonsense. I don't care, if you done stuff, you can't take back the past, okay. Talk about it, but at least tell the truth. Don't lie about something and make up this whole mystic world of you being in the block when you from the suburbs.
Exactly,
you know?
Because you can't do that, man. And they got this thing called, everybody familiar with it, the internet. Let me tell you, man, people got, they can access your life so quick till it don't make no sense, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? And people got balls now. You know, you got these reporters now that they don't even let you know. They go inside the hood that you claimed you come from.
Uh-huh.
And they ask your people, man, did he do this or did he do that? And, you know, your people telling you, nah, man, that cat went to school. That cat did this. Then you jump on the radio and you like, yeah, man, it's your boy, da-da-da-da-da, I did this. You can ask such and such. But the people just ask your boy. He exposed you. So you're going to get caught up. It's going to catch up with you. You know what I'm saying? They say two wrongs don't make a right. And I tell anybody all the time, man, that's, for example, like your boy Soulja Boy.
Mm-hmm.
People get mad at him, and because he came up with this type of music. And he came, man, the man is telling you he ain't rapping, but he pulled guns and he did all that. He might have, I ain't gonna say he messed the game up, but he just came out what he felt was real. He liked to dance. He liked to have fun. Let the man rap and have fun. That's what he do. Why would you know what I'm saying? You don't want this man to
why
come out
there. Why would a 17-year-old talk
exactly.
about what he ain't never doing? He's only 17. He's not no
yes.
grown man. You know what I'm saying? He's
you
talking about lollipops and girls with big butts, because that's all you would think about when you're 17 and dancing.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So y'all, people got to let the man breathe for that simple fact. That, you know what I'm saying? At least he came up with another shoot 'em up, bang, bang. You know what I mean? Because he didn't go through that. So you don't have to sit there and research this guy like talk, because he's not telling you that he pulled no guns and he did all this. He telling you he want to go to the house party, dance, feel on some booty, let the man ride. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, you know what I mean? Eventually, he'll just, you know what I'm saying, go on about his business. But right now, what he do? And besides, to me, that's a little young black dude doing something good with his life, and he making money. I respect that more than anything. I don't care what nobody say. I respect him for breaking the game. He broke the game.
I'm gonna tell you one thing about Soulja Boy. Now, you know, I think he's one smart, business-minded young man. He manipulated the mess out of the internet to cause a buzz for. And a lot of people need to take his marketing strategy and use it and apply it to themselves. And then, two, the other thing I was saying, the only thing I didn't respect was him going at Nas and going out at these OGs that paved the way for people. When you don't know the knowledge of the people that started the forefront, can't go at them. That's one thing I didn't respect. But the other thing I said about Soulja Boy is, dude is 17, and he's paid. And he provided jobs for his hood, for his people he came up with.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. As far as him disrespecting the game, if I was Nas and the rest of these cats, I do like the OGs used to do us. When you disrespect an OG in the hood, guess what you got? You got beat. So I tell somebody, go snatch Soulja Boy no ass up. Take him behind some kind of house, whoop his ass, and put him back on the market. Because you don't disrespect an OG. If you want to play the game, play it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just me. Because at his age level, if I was out there, if I was in the same situation as Nas and the rest of these cats, I would not go back and forth with this little dude, because no matter how you see it, it's stupid. Just like Ice-T is stupid. All you got to do is fly. You got money.
Mm-hmm.
Fly down there wherever he at. Snatch his little ass out, whoop his ass, shake his hand, and put him back on it. Show the little cat love after you whoop his ass. People don't want to show the love or do the discipline thing no more. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to shoot a cat every time he say this or tongue wrestle with a cat. I ain't going to sit there and tongue wrestle back and forth with you if you under my level. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to run up on you and punch you. I ain't going to do. You just snatch their ass up, whoop their ass, put your belt back on, and go about your business. You know what I mean? And that's the game. That's how the OGs did us. I got my butt whipped a bunch of time when I ran up on OGs like, man, who the hell are you talking to? And they looked at me like, who the hell? And they pulled my pants down, they whooped my ass, you know. And I didn't disrespect them no more. But the game ain't what the game is. You snatch his little ass up, whoop his ass, shake his hand when you finish whooping his ass, and let him know I whipped you because you was disrespectful. Now continue making your music, and my little son or daughter gonna buy your music, and I'm gonna support you from this point on. And bam, now you ain't got no beef in the game. And the next time he go to even think about opening his mouth, he gonna say, you know what? Last time they whooped my ass, I better chill. Everybody can get shot.
You know.
Everybody can get shot nowadays. I done been shot. Everybody can get shot. So what? You can get shooters like a trend now. You gotta get shot. But nobody is whooping ass like they're supposed to. You know what I mean? No. Like, you know what I'm saying? People running up on these cats now, they don't want to shoot them. They just want to rob them and go on about their business. But some of these people are like, man, please shoot me in the leg. I need something to put up. Just shoot me in the leg.
I
need something. You know what I'm saying? That shit is a trend now. You know what I'm saying? Go back to whooping ass, shaking people's hand, and go on about your business. That's what I want to see. You know what I mean?
That's that real shit right there, man. That's that real true stuff right there. from your man, Young Soldier, man. Y'all want to contact Young Soldier, 347-826-7722. Call and talk to Young Soldier. Young Soldier, man, man, that was some real serious jewels right there, man, for real. People, these young cats need to start respecting these OGs, man. So you coming in the game, man. What is the hardest adversity that you ever had to deal with in regards to being in the game, man?
I mean, being accepted to me.
Mhm.
Other than that, you know what I'm saying? People look for certain things, you know what I'm saying? And I was trying to find out what they was looking for, and that was the hardest thing in the world. They accept me for who I am, you know what I'm saying? People want you to change. Man, I'm 6'1". You know what I'm saying? I'm a big dude. I can't throw on these clothes that these people wearing, and I can't do that. You know, they accept me for who I am, or they don't accept me at all. I'm a beast. So that's what I need. I'm gonna represent that beast. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to change me.
I feel you, man, because, man, you know, it's like they expect the people to be wearing these tight, you know, hip-hugging pants, man. I don't know, man. A big dude can't do all that, man, with these tight shirts. You know what I'm saying? But that's another story.
You know, and I'm not dissing nobody, so I don't want nobody to feel like, oh, he dissing this certain person or that certain person.
We ain't dissing nobody. Certain people can wear it and certain people just can't, you know, because of their statues, point blank.
Yeah. But whole thing is, if you want the honor of God truth,
for what?
What's the, man, tight shit is like a step away from you know what.
Yeah, but we'll talk on that on another note.
Yeah, well, I mean,
if you listen to my show each and every Friday on onthemoveradio.com, I'm rocking from 6 to 10. You'll hear my little skit called Thugalicious, basically talking about them DL brothers in the industry. You know, Pimp C talked about them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, cats be, but hey, we're not going to talk about it. We're talking about Young Soldier, you know, in the building, representing that old entertainment from the Carolinas. So, you know what I'm saying? Well, how is it being in the Carolinas and breaking the artists from the Carolinas, man? You know what I'm saying? Because it's been a while since I had somebody from, since Petey Pablo, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's hard, you know what I'm saying? Just like I say, everybody, they want to split off in these cruise stuff. You can split off the cruise all you want, but wait till you put the Carolina on the map and then split off as a crew. You remember when New York first came out? It wasn't no, this crew, you had your cruise, but when New York came out, New York went hard.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? They had D-Block, Wu-Tang, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying, Rockefeller. I mean, they had everybody, but when them boy came out, they came out running. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they was doing it. But now, it's like, I hate to see when New York cast beef. I don't like that. I don't like when people from the same state beef anyway, but in the Carolina, that's what we need to do. You want to break off a crew, break off a crew after we put the joint on the map. You know what I'm saying? Then when these people do make it, they don't come back like they say they do. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm coming back to get something, something. Man, you could have put that same money. Me? Mm-hmm. You put me on, it's a wrap, nigga, because I'm coming back. I'm dropping 4 or 5 mixtapes with everybody and their mama on it from the Carolina, because I'm going to put that, I want them to look at it and say, you know, them Carolina boys ain't nothing to play with.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? And that just, and if everybody do that, man, the rap game would be a better rap game, but that's just my opinion, you feel me?
That's what it is, and I'm telling you, we about to do a flip mode in 09, man. We about to switch the game back and turn the clocks back to 1995 when hip-hop was true and it was really loyalty in the game, and we respected our OGs, man. Real talk. And I'm going to tell you, in the 09, the new word is glow. Glow is the new swagger. Y'all was talking about swagger in 08. Now we talking about glow. It's my glow. You see that natural glow? Y'all mad because I got that glow? That's your man, Young Soldier, talking about that glow. And I'm about to give it to y'all, man. Young Soldier, you want an intro and bring us into this joint, dog?
What's up, man? It's your boy, Young Soldier. You about to listen to that glow. You know what I'm saying? About to spin it off with my homegirl, Lady Lush. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing, baby. But just that glow.
That's what it is, man. Just that glow. You know, hang on the line for me, young soldier. Check this joint out. Yeah.
MB. MB. Young soldier.
That's right.
Brian
B.
Oh, Lord.
OEMT.
We got another one, baby.
It ain't my swag, only it's my glow. Little mama chose me, and you already know. Now watch him how you do it.
That's what it is, baby. It's not about your swag no more. It's your glow. And I'm going to tell you this Friday, that's the word of the day, and I'm rocking with it. It's that glow. Your man put a stamp on it, man. And he got, I'm going to give y'all another joint from your man, Young Soldier, man, so y'all can get a taste of what this man is doing called Swerve. Check this joint out. You already know.
Hey, young boy, what up, star?
What up, my nigga?
Hey, go ahead, man. We about to hit the
interstate.
Floating down the interstate, dipping through the highway. True leg boy.
everybody call it bird gang. Those come up over slip for guard like a slime, man. 745 boy ride like an airplane. Fresh out the gate with the matching bait and eight. 26 ride high, so you know they gon' hate. Customize the Carolina lack boys on the plate. Got the shoes to match the whip and the keys to the state. Ain't inside of bullshit, goddamn like great. Hit the interstate, stuntin' by 50-level cars. Different paint, getting red. Man, them boys go hard, rip your city. Go ahead, nigga, bang your squad. I put the whip on the bitch, showed you how to bring it back. Now I'm riding super clean, count stacks in the lap. Tell your baby daddy ho, see if he can top that. Tell your baby daddy ho, see if he can top that. Floating down the interstate, dipping through the highway. True lack boy ho, I'ma do it my way. Swerve, swerve, shout it. Sundown, lights reflecting off my grill. Paint fresh, looking wet. Spider webs on my wheels. Carolina blue, regal with the T-top side. Suicides with the dough handles knocked out. JBL's beating hard tags in my trunk tight. I don't like that rattling. I like my music like my mic. Full tank of gas, about to hit the ramp to 85. Two boxes of Dutchess just to get me and my lady high. See you sing a rear view. Right lane driving slow, northbound slowing down just to see the car show. Multicolor entourage, 22s and better main. Know somebody wanna pass, right now they can't even get a lane.
Multicolor entourage, 22s and better main. Multicolor entourage, 22s and better main.
That's what I thought you said.
Now them wheels swerve across the road. In your rear view, swerve on.
Floating down the interstate, dipping through the highway. True lack boy ho, I'ma do it my way. Swerve, swerve, shout it. Swerve, swerve, shout it. Floating down the interstate, dipping through the highway. True lack.
What's up? This is Letitia, and I'm here with Lushy Lush, cause she's
hey.
On LushRadioOnline.com.
Yeah, man, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down, man, on Lush Radio Online, man, the people's voice. You know what I'm saying? Calling at 347-826-7722. You know what I'm saying? We got two for one today. We got your man, Young Soldier, got that hot joint glowing swerve. And then we got your man, Cordell Taylor, one of the hottest models, hottest actors in the L.A. area, representing from Philly, New Jersey, worldwide, doing his thing, Mr. Choco Latte, doing his 1-2. And you know what I'm saying? We're going to continue with that interview, and then we're going to bring in, you know what I'm saying, my man Cordell, who I think is on the line. What's up, Cordell? You in the building?
What's up? What's up? I'm here. What's up, everybody out there in the East? I'm out here representing, holding down on the West for the East Coast.
That's what it is. What it is. We got Cordell and Young Soldier, you know what I'm saying? You know, I gave Young Soldier, you know what I'm saying, his class, so I got to give you some love, baby. I give you them class too, my dude. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm gonna get into you. I'm gonna wrap up with you know, Young Soldier, and then we gonna get in the nitty gritty with you, Mr. Choco Latte. You know what I'm saying? That's how we gonna do.
No doubt. Let's make it happen.
That's what it is, man. So you know what I'm saying, Young Soldier, man. You got two hot joints. You know what I mean? You got that glow. Saying for all them cats that still stuck in 08 with that swagger. Yo, the new word this year is glow, man. Y'all mad because I got that natural glow. You understand what I'm saying? I put an official stamp on that joint. Glow is word for the 09, you know what I mean? That's what it is. So Young Soldier, man, you know, you doing your thing. Music gets hot, and I employ all DJs to circulate and pump this joint. You know, he represents for the Carolinas, doing this 1-2 positive this thing out here, man. Support him in his movement. So what new projects and stuff you got going on, you know what I'm saying, right now, Young Soldier?
Excuse me, go ahead. I ain't caught that.
I said what new projects you got going down, Young Soldier?
Oh, I got the little movie joint going on. Got the mixtape coming out, you know what I'm saying? problem of the South. And I got a couple of shows lined up. I'm wide open for the next almost 2 months, but I'm gonna break off though, cause I gotta go see my boy do his president thing. You know what I'm saying? What up to Obama and Michelle Obama? So.
What up? That's.
Get my schedule for that. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what nobody says. So.
What's up? That's. I think everybody trying to make their way down there, man. So what's that new movie, man? So we could look out for that one, man.
The new movie actually called Who Killed Hip Hop, directed by Malik Freaks. That Arcanelli is in it.
Oh,
and,
man.
Somebody else is in it. That
in
I,
your
I'm
mouth.
Yeah, he in it. So he's the star of the movie, but I'm right up under him. So, you know what I'm saying? The movie just, you got to see it. But as soon as it hit, I'm going to say that blast out. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. So, man, tell them where they can, you know, go ahead and cop, you know what I'm saying, that hot music, you know what I'm saying, get these D-Lows, you know what I'm saying, and pump this thing, you know, on their stereos and their laptops in the office, man. Tell them where they can hit you up at, man, Young Soldier.
You can hit me up at www.oent.com, you know what I'm saying, and we'll get everything you need out to you. Anything you need, you know what I'm saying? And just like I was telling Lush last night, you know what I mean? That's my thing is, man, whatever you got for me, whatever you need me to do for you, holler at me. At the end of the day, I'm ripping and running these streets 24/7, you know what I'm saying? So if y'all got flyers and y'all want somebody to come through, support your show, host your show, any underground, I support the underground big, so you know what I'm saying? For me to fall through, it's nothing, you know what I'm saying? Just call and let me know, and I'm there, you know what I'm saying? And I support everybody that's doing something positive and doing something good. And if you're trying to come up, you know what I'm saying, holler at me. I'm there for you. I don't turn nothing down. My grind is ridiculous right now, you know what I'm talking about? My glow's off the chain, so I'll let you, boy.
That's what it is, man. I'm feeling my glow right now, man. I'm glowing so hard, casting these sunglasses, man, for real. That's what it is, man, in the 09. So Young Soldier, man, if you could get these young cats that's coming to the game, any advice, what would you tell them?
Look, man, don't stay focused. Eliminate your yes mans. You know what I'm saying? Find some place where you can cool and clear your head at, and you know what I'm saying, and go hard, 130, you know what I'm saying? Do it big, you know what I'm saying? But sit back and just look at your circle, homie. And I tell people that not to be an ass, but fall back and check your circle, you know what I'm saying? Because if one person out your circle ain't doing something, that's going to mess up the whole thing. I was always told one bad apple spoils the whole bunch, you know what I'm saying? So you need to tighten up, you know what I'm saying? Get your circle right and go at this game 130 because they ain't taking no prisoners, baby.
And that's what's up, big fan. And I pray to God and hope for, you know, all your success in the old time and we out here getting it, and I thank you 100%. And I pray to God everything you want in life. To you for real, big homie.
For sure, appreciate it, babe.
That's what it is. If you care to stay on the line, you can stay on the line because the story behind this gentleman that I'm about to bring to the table is amazing, man. He's doing this one too, man. This African American brother is doing this thing, man. Your man Cordell Taylor live in the building.
yes. I'm here, peoples. We're gonna make it happen in a minute.
That's what it is, man. If y'all don't know, man, Cordell is one of the hottest. You know how they got video vixens, right? This is the male version of that, man. Your man is doing his 1-2, shutting it down, you know what I'm saying, live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Cordell is doing his thing in the building. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you ladies, man, giving y'all talking about Muy Caliente. This dude is on fire. You know what I'm saying? Thing, you know what I'm saying? He's modeling, you know, he's an actor, comedian, doing this one too. Y'all got any roles out there and you need a chocolate, you know, and Tyler Perry, I'm talking to you directly, man. You need to get Cordell on there as a leading role, man, for real. That's what it is. You know, you know, we doing our one too. So Cordell, man, you know what I'm saying, before we get into the nitty gritty, man, go ahead and give your shout outs, man.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Cordell Taylor, actor extraordinaire. I want to give a shout-out to all my peoples back in Jersey, back in Philly, CG, Felix Natal,
you know, Lush, the whole crew, man. Everybody support me, man. I'm riding for everybody out here. So when I'm in the East, man, you know, if I'm going to throw a little event, I want people to come out. I'm going to come on the show, me and Lush. I'm going to put it out there. I want people to come through, have a good time, man, and celebrate with me for all the success I had out here, man, because I do it for y'all. You know, I do it to be an inspiration to others and the younger people coming up under me, man. So that's what we got going on for 09.
That's what's up, man. Like, real talk. Like, man, your story is, like, really inspirational, man. Where you originally representing from, and then tell the people your whole story. Basically, you know, leaving from, you know what I'm saying, your family, everything, and jumping into the unknown, which is California, because we know it's known to be cutthroat, man. You know, tell them the business, man.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. See, I originally came from New Jersey. You know, I was in New Jersey, then I actually moved over to Philadelphia, so... one day I just, you know, a friend of mine was working at the barbershop, and a friend of mine, you know, said, hey, man, I like you're a cool cat, man. You got a good demeanor about you. You ever thought about doing acting? And I said, nah, I never really thought about doing acting. He's like, man, you should think about it. I'm an actor. I got an agent. So he took me to go meet his agent. I met his agent, man, and from there, you know, she gave me these sides to read, and I read them, and she sent me to New York for some auditions, and I was new to it. So once I got there, you know, I went inside their audition, and I booked a couple roles. So I was like, damn, you know what? This actor thing might be hard. So, you know, I took that, and I, you know, like everybody else would get the stars in their eyes, you know. I said, you know what, I'm going to go to L.A., you know, because that's where, you know, they told me that to be a star, you got to be in L.A. So
mm-hmm.
I took that, you know, and went to L.A., man, and just by the grace of God, the blessing that I received, I came here.
Dog, tell them how much money you had in your pocket. You barely had that much money in your pocket.
I did get an apartment, but I had about $500 in my pocket. You know,
wow.
That's $500 with nowhere to work. You know, no furniture. So I kind of, you know, humbled myself, man, and just worked from the ground up. And kind of just the only thing I had to hold on to was just, you know, the faith that I knew I can do it. Just something in my heart was like, Cordell, you can do this. Don't worry about it. You can do this. You can do this. And that's what kind of kept me going, you know, just the desire to do it and believing in myself that I can do it. So that's what, you know, kept the fire under me and kept me, you know, going forward. And I thank God that I had that insight to see that because, you know, it has me where I'm at right now, and I'm just happy in my career as thus far.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, man, you know, a lot of us get stuck in our comfort zones, and we scared to reach out and jump for our true dreams of what we really want to inspire to do and be. And we get stuck in doing jobs like, you know, all these boring jobs that we really want to do. You know, a lot of people actually wanted to play the guitar, but they never went out there because somebody said they couldn't do it or they were scared, you know, this, that, and the third. You said, forget all that. You know, I got one to live. Let me jump out there and see what I can do, you know. And that's what
okay.
I admire about you, Cordell, you know, doing your 1-2, man.
Most definitely, man. You gotta, you know, you kind of gotta keep your ears closed tight to negativity. And if you feel something in your heart and you feel like you need to do it, I say go for it. You know, because you only live once. And I think it's a, you know, it's a tragedy, you know, to know that you have these dreams and not fulfill your dreams because you only got one go around on this earth. So I think everybody should always hold on to their dreams and always follow their heart. You know, you never want to look back on your life and say to yourself, I wish I would have. You know, you got to do it when the time is there. Don't worry about it. Just keep have faith in yourself. And the people that you need in your life, your mentors and the people that's going to guide you on your path, they will be there, guaranteed. They will reveal themselves and they will help you on your path, but you got to get on the path. You know, you got to have that much faith and belief to get on the path. You know? So, I tell everybody I meet, and I'm inspired by inspiring other people. You know, I get a joy out of inspiring other people. That's why, you know, I go so hard to show other people that I can do it. Just kind of like Obama is president, that gives, you know, African Americans more hope of being, you know, greater. I can be president now. My mom said I can be president.
That's
you know?
What's up, man. That's what's up. Who are some of your inspirations and stuff like that in regards to acting and modeling and stuff like that? You know what I'm saying? You know, who are some of your inspirations?
Well, I got a variety of inspirations, like from acting-wise. I look at the careers of actors and comedians like Eddie Murphy, you know, Denzel Washington, Forest Whitaker, you know, Jeffrey Wright. You know, as far as history, you know, us being here as far as history, I look at people like Marcus Garvey, you know, I look at Martin Luther King, I look at Malcolm X, how these, you know, to me, it's kind of like these people put their lives on the line, or they put themselves out there to be crucified and walk through the fire. So it's kind of like, you know what, I'm one of those people. I'm one of those persons. If it takes me to be sacrificed and me to be put out there, I'm willing to do that to change how a younger audience looks at me or inspired by me, or young black men are inspired by me or see me in a certain light. I'm willing to do that, you know, because in this life you have to leave jewels. You know, that's what life's about, passing down something great that someone else can get a hold of to and be inspired and go forward. So that's what basically, you know, how I like to get down, man. And I get a joy out of that, you know.
How was the transition from leaving, like, you know, your hood, your neighborhood, to going to, like, L.A. and dealing with, you know, because, you know, some people can be real snobby out there. How was it? Was it like a culture shock to you? Were you able to adjust? How was it?
Man, I mean, it was, first of all, me leaving was a hard thing to do. Like, leaving was a hard thing to do. I mean, I talked to mentors, I talked to pastors. I just didn't know if I was making the right decision. Because, you know, when you're going into the unknown, even though I was strong-willed, I still had doubts, you know, like I had to erase the doubts. So once I got here, L.A. was set. It was when I first got here. Actually, when I first got here, I was a little intimidated by L.A. because you gotta understand, when you come from a city where it's not Hollywood, it's not glitz and glamour, you get a little starry-eyed. So I got a little starry, and I was a little overwhelmed. But I tell everybody, man, once you come to L.A., don't worry about as far as mostly like getting acting jobs. You need to learn the business. Learn the business. Once you learn the business, then it makes it easy for you to get the acting roles. Build the relationships. You know, it's a learning process. People gotta remember that when you go somewhere new, you have to learn the area. It's a learning process. So I tell everybody that comes here, don't be so pressured on the acting part. That's gonna come. Learn the business. Learn to build relationships with the right people and learn how to see people that's not good for you to be in your company or good energy for you to be around. Then the acting will fall in place because you'll be on a mentality where you're above the rest of the nonsense. So that's why I tell people a lot, you know.
What is the hardest adversity that you ever had to deal with in regards to being in the industry, you know? Being the male video vixen and being an actor and all that, just being in the limelight.
The adversity, I would say, is being typecast. You know, like I can do more than just be the male vixen model guy. I can be more than just the thug in the movie or the commercial. You know, that's the only thing that really I think that is kind of a hindrance is. For some black African Americans is that we get typecast only certain roles. Like I can play the guy, the college student, or I can play the soccer guy. You know, I got versatility to me, and I had to learn that through myself. So that's really the only hindrance that I see is that you got to be able to break those molds and be able to be well-rounded in everything that you do, kind of like a Will Smith, you know, or Denzel Washington, where they broke the molds.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not just typecast in one cast because that limits you in what you can do in this industry if you typecast.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of always I tell people to look into that and try to break the molds and figure yourself out. You know, get as much versatile as you can in this game because trust me, the more versatile you are, the more money you're going to make.
What's up? That's what's up. You know, for a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, getting into the whole that want to be video. What's the average range, not saying per se how you get, but what's the average range a male video vixen gets per, like, shoot or whatever?
It actually depends on the popularity of the model, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, for an up-and-coming model or somebody brand new to the business, you could get between $500 to $1,500 for a lead role in a music video. If you're someone of, you know, like Tyson Beckford, you know, of his status, you may get $5,000-$6,000. So it just varies on how popular you are and how much work you have under your belt as far as how much you get to star in a music video.
That's what it is, man. And you've been in a couple of music videos, man. Tell the people the videos you've been in. You know, I seen you with Maya, Perception, man. You know what I'm saying? Tell them, because you had some hot, steamy stuff, man. Tell them what's up, man.
Yeah, I was in a video with Maya. I also did one with Chrisette Michelle. I was in a video with Life Jennings and Fantasia. Also, I was in another video with a group overseas in Europe called Trinity Stone. I was with another girl. Her name was Paula Deanna. She's on the pop charts. Man, I've been in Mary J. Blige's video. I mean, Sunshine Anderson, she wanted to make a comeback. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on, man. I just was blessed to be able to work in the music videos and express myself through film. Because I think the reason I booked so many music videos because I was easy to work with. I took direction well, you know what I'm saying? I just came there to do my job and wanted to focus on doing the job. I did a lot of love scenes, though. People are like, damn, you took great on these videos.
I'm telling you, ladies, for the ladies, man, when y'all see them love scenes, I'm going to tell you, man, it's nothing but moisture. Because that man's giving it to them. For real. Your man is a beast, man, for real. Your man is a beast doing his thing, man. Cordell is a firecracker. He ain't one to play with, man. If you see how ripped he is, Jesus Christ, praise God for blessing us with his business.
I work hard, man. Everybody out there, just work hard, man. Whatever you want to do, just work hard and focus on it.
How many times do you go to the gym, Cordell?
I probably do. Right now, when I first got here, I did about 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, now more so, I do about 3 days a week, and I kind of do a lot of cardio, you know, running on the beach, you know, just trying to do different things to stay in shape. I just don't want to be the buff gym rat guy, you know. I want to even it out, you know. I don't get too big. They start casting videos as the bodyguard, you know. So, you know, I try to stay in shape. The older I get, I just try to stay in shape, and just stay active, you know. So I know they got the young brothers coming up. So, you know, I know I got that much more time when these 21-year-olds start coming up. I know I got that much time. So I'm trying to stay fit as I can so I can stay in the game.
That's what it is, man. You doing your thing, man, and you doing a good job, man. So, I mean, you got a couple, like, you know what I'm saying, you had that role in House Arrest and stuff like that. How was that? How'd you get, you know, jump on that one?
Man, that came through, actually, going to my acting class. Like, my acting coach, her name is Tasha Smith. She was in a couple movies. She was in Why Did I Get Married, one of Tyler Perry's movies, and she was my acting coach. And we go to class, we put up scenes. We do scene study. We get a scene partner, we study it during the week, and we come back to class and we put it up in the class. And actually, on the day I went up to do the scene, the actual producer for House Arrest was in the building, you know, just sitting there looking for new actors for their movie. And you know, I did my scene, man, and I really got into the scene. I hit all my beats and moments, and I really brought the scene to life. And after I got done, you know, the producer came up to me. Her name is Tabitha. She came up to me and was like, I want you to come in and read for the lead role in this movie called House Arrest that we shoot. Mm-hmm. I said, cool. You know, I come in and I went in and read and I got the part. So, you know, that you know, I was excited about that. And also, for me, that was challenging because I had to actually carry a movie. You know, like, I'm coming off of music videos where it's like 3-4 minute clip. Like, mm-hmm. I actually have to have people want to see me and sit in the theater and say, like, and stare at me, because the movie is surrounded based around me, so I have to keep the audience there captivated in watching the movie. So I was kind of nervous. I'm like, man, could I pull it off? You know, people just telling me, like, Cordell, you got it, man. If it wasn't for you, you wouldn't be here. So, you know, it became out a great project, man. And I'm just blessed and happy that I was able to carry a movie. That's a big thing to do, not really being here that long to carry a movie. You know, so I did it. It's done. So now my confidence level is up. Now I'm ready to do that scene with Denzel. You know,
that's what's up, man. You might be the next Denzel, dog. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? You know, he can get kind of rusty over there. So, you know, you might jump in. Chocolate up in the building. But like I said though, you know, and for y'all listening right now, man, I'm gonna let y'all know, man. Your man Cordell Taylor has a billboard out in L.A., man. Who does that? Who does that, man? But Cordell. Cordell, tell them how you got a billboard, man. Come on, man. Who does
man,
that, dog?
Listen, I couldn't even. If I came up with a story to tell you, I'd be lying. I walked in the blessing, and I always thought about having a billboard. Like, I put my mind on, like, man, I used to ride around down Sunset,
like, man, I want to be on a billboard bad. Like, I had a burning desire inside of me to want to be on a billboard. And I went in for an audition. My agent sent me an audition for a print job. And I did the print job. I didn't even know it was going to be a billboard. I just went in and got the print job, got paid. So they liked the images so much that they made it into a billboard all around, you know, the United States. And I didn't know about it because I was working a job. I was doing a hosting job. I was hosting events in Cancun, Mexico for spring break. Mm-hmm. So one of my people that signed for agents, one of my fellow actors, called me like, yo, man, you know, you got billboards all around the city. I'm like, what? So I'm working in Cancun. I'm working in Cancun that whole night. I couldn't sleep because I'm like, yo, I got a billboard in L.A. The next day I told the dude, the promoters I was working with, I said, yo, I got to go back home, man, for a second. I got to go back home. I said, I got to go back home. I flew all the way back home just to see the billboards. I flew all the way back home just to see the billboards. And what I did was I had a friend of mine get a video camera. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did a whole thing on YouTube where I was talking about the billboard, telling people what was going on with me. And I actually climbed up on the roof where the billboard was at.
Nah,
and, you know, and just did a whole little spill. It's on YouTube. It's called Billboard Status, if you look it up. So, I mean, I just like to, I did that. You know, I could have stayed in Cancun because I was making money out there and just say, you know what, I'll see you when I get back. But I felt so compelled to come back, film that, and put it on YouTube so somebody else can, you know, enjoy that with me, you know, and enjoy that moment with me. You know, maybe if somebody could be down and out and just happen to stumble upon that, you know, and just get inspired, you know. So I kind of like to leave glimpses of inspiration around so other people get inspired because it makes me feel good.
That's what's up. Cordell, we got somebody from your past on the line, Cordell. We have somebody from your past on the line.
I hope I owe no money in that.
Somebody on from your past on the line, Cordell.
Oh wow!
Hey, what's up,
CG? Hey, what's going on?
That's CG, one of my street queens. She doing a thing, A Game Magazine dropping 09. You know what I'm saying? Somebody from Cordell's past.
From my past.
Yeah, that's like my brother. Let's clear that up.
What's going on?
She said it all mysterious. Yes.
What's up, Sweet? What's CJ? What's going on with you?
Nothing much. Just packing to go to New York right now. Let's why are you packing up in the background?
No, but real talk, though, everybody, for real, they like brother and sister. They grew up together, man. They both broke into the whole modeling, you know what I'm saying, industry together. First photographer, Felix Natal Jr., you know, doing their thing, and they broke in together, you know what I'm saying. So they like brother and sister. They worked at the same shop together, doing they want to, you know, cracking jokes and all that. So don't get misconception. It's not even no joke. You know, it was funny as I don't know what I had to say just to make them laugh, though. But anyway.
I didn't crack jokes. I got cracked on.
That's crazy. Actually, CG's the one that introduced me to Felix to, you know, help me launch my modeling career. So, you know, kudos to CG for that. You know, without her, I don't know how this thing would have went. You know, she introduced me to him, and, you know, we went forward from there. And, you know, so she definitely played an instrumental part of my career, so, you know, shout out to Teams for that.
I'm sorry to interrupt y'all real quick, but Cordell, can you please repeat that YouTube link? Because somebody in the chat room wanted to get that link again, man.
Yeah, well, the link is, if you go, just type in Billboard status, and then put my name, Cordell Taylor, CordellTaylor, Billboard status. And this Cordell, CordellTaylor, and it should pop up right in YouTube. Just put that in the little search bar, and it should pop up.
That's what's up. Back to the conversation.
Hey, Cordell, congratulations on the billboard.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I'm out here, you know, out here making it happen.
I thought that was major. Colossal. A billboard?
Hey, Shiza, could you imagine me or the Quit Ass from Jersey or the billboard? Like,
come on. In L.A. That's crazy.
Yeah, man. It's just...
Oh, and you came up in a conversation. I swear to you, Cordell. Everybody knows you. You came up in a conversation the other day, and I was talking to a PR, and he lives in L.A. because I was getting ready to interview one of his clients. And what was he saying? He was telling me how he moved to L.A. I don't know how I ended up interviewing the PR, but it was cool. I ain't gonna say, but I was getting the information so I could interview his client, and I'm like, yeah. So we talked. She's a young lady on the show, The Game, and that's one of my favorite shows. So I'm excited. So then he got to his like. He's like, yeah, you know, I moved here from, and I'm like, oh, I know somebody who just moved to L.A. like that, and I said, you know, that takes a lot of guts. But he's like, I probably know him who. Well, L.A. is a big place. How you know? So when I said the name Cordell Taylor, he's like, I know him. I've heard that name before. I've heard that name. And it's funny.
Ringing bells, baby.
Yeah, that was like 2 days ago, I think.
That's cool, man. That means I'm doing my job. That means I'm doing my job.
Dog, Cordell, they going crazy, man. They said you fine as a mug, dog. Choco latte.
Let your chat room is crazy. I'm done with the chat room.
Yeah, I can't get That's cool, man. I'm glad, that's cool, man. I really appreciate that, man. That's love right there, man. It just lets you know that you're doing something right. You're doing the right thing.
Take them back to the whole, you know, how y'all met in the barbershop, man. Tell us how, you know, Cordell used to, you know, say, hey, y'all cracking up, man. Tell the
Cordell, I'm cracking.
Don't worry about it. You're not gonna embarrass me. You know. You can, don't worry.
That was definitely the shop clown. Like he, there's so many things he did to torment me. I got picked on by Cordell, and there was another barber by the name of Mike. Actually, Cordell, Mike, and Brendan. No, but Cordell was the ringleader. Cordell was the ringleader. He would call me, I have little ears, he would call me famous. He said my ears look like Famous Amos cookies.
I remember.
I'm trying to think what else you said. Wait, Cordell, remember when I bought that sweatsuit off of Mike and the sleeves fell off in the arm?
Yeah, I remember that. We used to go. let me tell you a funny story, right, to lead up to that story. I used to go to New York for auditions, right? Somebody put me on to the garment district. So I used to run up there and get the little bootleg clothes to go sell, you know, to keep some money in my pocket. So I turned one of the barbers on at the shop about it. And he went up there and I told him to go to this one guy. He goes to some old other person, right? Then comes about Christmas time, he got a new Sean John Velour. He sells it to CG. She gives it to her boyfriend, and the damn arms fall off.
I'm too through with that one.
He didn't want to give her the money back, but the arms fell off of the velour suit. The arms fell off. Like, we like, man, what you selling? Velour vest? You got a velour vest? What's going on?
It was detachable, man. It was a velour outfit.
It wasn't no breakaway. He sold that sweatsuit in the
world. He gonna tell it's a breakaway like this. The sleeve's supposed to come off. Oh, man, I forgot about that, CJ. You crazy for that one. Wow. Boy, those are the days right there. Man. Man. That's funny. But then they came to the shop, and Israel and Trotter came to the shop and shut down my operation. I had Jordans lined up. Cats was getting haircuts. I had a whole barber station lined up with Jordans. They said, Cordell, you can't do it. Hey, see, you know how it is talking like, hey, Cordell, you know, you can't have the clothes everywhere, you know. You trying to run the business here, that is, you know, it was fun times, man.
Y'all crazy as hell.
I gotta put
in that plug real quick, man. CG got this hot magazine dropping down. So all artists, man, that got hot music, man, make sure y'all send the email. She gonna send it out once I finish my public service announcements, man. Hey Game magazine is gonna be one of the hottest magazines. Online, hardback, doing that 1-2, man, for real. A-Game Magazine, you better get your game up, man. It's nothing but the elite people in the industry. You know what I'm saying? We breaking new artists, doing a thing. Submit your music, A-Game Magazine. We looking for the drops. You know what I'm saying? We already got them popping. So let's go. CG, give them that info real quick. You know what I'm saying? Because you know you my girl. Peace, queen.
Damn, Lush, I need a new introduction from you. That was... Yeah, it's everybody can send the music to agamemagazine@gmail.com. And right now we're definitely looking for new artists for the new artist section. We're looking for models for the masterpiece section as well. We have a lot of features. I just got finished wrapping up one feature, and I ain't going to say the name, but I was bored out of my life.
Happy New Year. Wow.
It's crazy.
Dang.
The magazine is doing really, really good, and we got Lil Wayne, Jim Jones, Baby. Who else? Shanti from she plays Dorian on or Dion from the game. We got T.I. We got a lot of people in this year. I'm excited. Oh, Camp Lo, I can't forget him. That's one of my
Who is in the restaurant, man? Who's in the restaurant, man?
I got I'm about to walk. I got to go off into this meeting real quick. I got to go to.
That's what's up, man. Cordell is constantly on the ground, man. Cordell, you know what I'm saying? We love you, man. You doing your 1-2. God bless you, man. Thank you for stopping through. Tell them where they can contact you at real quick, man, because you're such a busy man, man. Go ahead and get it.
Y'all can contact me on MySpace, you know, myspace.com/ Cordell Taylor, CordellTaylor. You can check me there, man. I update my page a lot. Catch me there, man. Drop me a message. I'll get back to you when I can. And it's all love.
And real talk, I'm going to tell y'all, man, we're going to have a whole class with Cordell on how to make it in L.A.
No doubt.
Cordell, man.
No doubt. But you got to sign up for $19.95. You got to sign up for $19.95. It's just a one-time fee. So, you know, I'm just playing. But yeah, man, good talking to you, Lush. I'm gonna call you back. We're gonna make
That's
this thing happen. CG, I love you. Settle it down. And we're gonna put it together. Alright?
That's what it is.
So our listeners out there, be inspired. Go for your dreams, keep your ears closed, tighten the negativity. And whichever you put your mind to, you can do. So let's make it happen, baby. 09, let's go.
That's what it is, man. Hey, CG, man, you know the new word this year is called glow. You know, last year they were talking about swagger. But, you know, since you have another Choco Latte, you got this natural glow about you, you know what I'm saying? It's all about glow for 09.
Oh, that's good. You made that
actually, the other artist that came in early that I interviewed, Young Soldier, the whole thing. He got a song called Glow, and we trying to push that, you know, and I definitely submit that for the mixtape, too. I got a couple of hot joints for you, dog. You know what I'm saying? So we going to get it.
Definitely for the mixtape. Send it to me. I might put it on my MySpace, you know? I like to promote new artists.
I'm going to do that, and I just submitted the whole A-Game, the thing, for people basically saying that, you know, this is da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? And I support A-Game Magazine. Get your game up, you know? So I done put it in the mix with these DJs and these cats. So hopefully I get all my stuff done, because when I submit mine, I submit yours too. So, you know, I'm rocking with you all the way in 09. Let's get it.
I love you for that, Lush. Love you.
Hey, it's all good, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know how we had to do it, you know, that 9 o'clock on the dot.
Yes. Yeah. Hey. Oh, well, I'll talk to you after air about that. I'm like, did I miss Sunday? Like, I was out. I don't know.
Sunday thing, man, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. I said, did you get my email, though, that I did send out? You got that email?
I got it, but I was, like, crazy late. I sent you a text, like, 9:45, like, I'm late. I think I missed it because I called in. I felt bad, though.
No, but I'm saying, did you get that whole spiel that I said about Tuesday, about how I'm proud, I'm glad that I'm working with all y'all and stuff like that?
Is that when you, you let everybody know that I changed my info, too, right? That's the same email?
It.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, that's what
we all having a personal conversation.
I know, hey, we all being loud, having personal conversations. And
sorry.
But like I said, this is Lushy Lush, you know what I'm saying? And we had, you know, your man Cordell Taylor, you know what I'm saying, doing this 1-2 on here, you know, and then we had your man Young Soldier doing this thing, man, and you know in 09 it's all about that glow. You know, throw swag in the trash. It's all about that glow now. Oh, and for all y'all hip-hop artists, man, they doing a mixtape tribute to Biggie. So if y'all got, like, you know, one of Biggie tracks and you want to make it your own and submit it, man, email me at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com so I can submit it in so it can be featured on the tribute to Biggie. And also they got an inaugural mixtape that's going to be dropping. So if you got your joint, man, send it to CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. Street Queens of Movement got a hot show this Thursday talking about battered women, you know, and we're going to have a special guest. You ain't heard from her in a minute, your girl Queen Pen. Remember when she did A Party Ain't a Party Till It's Ran All Through and Leave It to My, it's going to be Player Proof Fan. Remember that joint, CG?
Yeah, I definitely, Queen Pen? Wow.
Queen Pen, wow. Right? I got to a publicist, man, and we got her coming through because, you know, she's been in a bad relationship and stuff like that, abusive relationship, and she has a whole movement going on, and she got an event going down on the 16th in New York. The big press is going to be from 4 to 6. I'll be up there, so if I implore, you know, if you, I'm going to send you some stuff if you're able to make it, you know.
When is it?
It's on the 16th this month.
Oh, okay, and you going? I'll meet you up there.
I'm going up there so I can try to see if I can get a press pass with you, me, and Lissette, you know, so you can get some exclusive for A-Game, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
You know, so like I said, man, A-Game magazine is going to be one of the hottest magazines. I don't care about nothing else but A-Game magazine. I'm talking about I eat, breathe, and sleep A-Game magazine, son, and it's all about getting your game up in 09, man. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't reading no magazine, you better have A-Game magazine in your newsstand, on your table, on your coffee table, when you're in the bathroom doing that number 2, y'all need to have A-Game magazine. And I'll put a stamp on it.
Oh, man, that's crazy, Lush. That's the craziest intro. I need you to do an intro for my MySpace. Yo, give me a CD shout. Yes.
But like I said, y'all make sure y'all check out that, make sure y'all check out our whole thing going on for Battered Women this Thursday. It's a 2-hour show. We start at 8 o'clock, Street Queens of Movement. It'll be me, myself, CG. We're going to have, you know what I'm saying, Miss Jarvita, Emma E2K Magazine, Felicia Sabri, Miss Toy, and Lissette. Live in the building, we're going to be shutting it down. We also going to have an anonymous young lady that's going to talk about her personal experiences being battered, and we're going to have, hopefully, by God's grace, we'll have Persia from My White Rapper, who actually is facing charges right now from protecting herself, you know what I'm saying, in a domestic violent relationship. So, you know what I'm saying? So we're getting it in on Thursday, man. It's the new year. We're getting it in. Street Queens is coming full and impact, you know what I'm saying? And we're doing our 1-2, man. And I'm telling you, man, you got to check our movement. Just Google us, and you'll see what we're doing, man. Google us, Street Queens, the movement. And make sure you join our network. All you strong women out there that's doing, y'all movers and shakers, and y'all doing y'all thing, even the young ladies that want to be inspired, log on to www.streetqueens.com. With a Z, themovement.ning, LushRadio.com. Make sure you join us, blog, you know what I'm saying, join our groups, man, have fun with us, you know what I'm saying, if you got a child that's doing some good stuff in the community, we want to highlight that child, we want to highlight your inspirations, the things you're doing out there, if you have a story to tell about how you made it to become the successful person you are, put it in there, and join our groups, man, we're doing our thing, man, and we want to support you in what you're doing, we want to inspire you, we want to help you, we want to do what we do, man. Because it's all about, man, if we ain't moving together, then we ain't moving at all in 09, for real. That's what it is.
Definitely a good movement.
For real, man. And that's what it is, man. And like I said, I'm going to plug it again. A-Game Magazine, man. You know what I'm saying? This is your girl, Lushy Lush, man. And you know what I'm saying? I always rock with A-Game Magazine, man. Get your game up, for real. That's the whole swagger for 09. You know, forget swagger. That's the whole glow for 09. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Make sure, Young Soldier and what he's doing, man. He got that song Glow and Swerve. And you got your man Cordell Taylor that's doing his thing out in L.A., man. Man, I'm telling you, Tyler Perry, if you're listening, man, I'm going to tell you, man, cast that man in the role, man. Your man is hot. He need to be a leader, man. Stop faking. Let's get it in, for real. And all y'all people out there that's looking for a hot choco latte model that is intelligent and also looking for a journalist, holler at your girl CG, man. She's one of the hottest models in the game. She's on 50s, you know what I'm saying? The hot spot, you know, all these chicks that's rated, you know what I'm saying? The hottest, you know what I'm saying? She's on that joint. She's on Influence Magazine. She's on Mad Magazines. All you got to do is Google her. I don't even have to talk too much. All you got to do is Google her. CG Michelle, Google her, C-I-J-I, Google her, and you'll see what she's doing. She's a mover and shaker. And if you need somebody to write columns for your, you know what I'm saying, your Ning site for blogging, somebody that's really, you know what I'm saying, good with verbiage and everything, how does your girl CG, man? She's doing what it, real talk. And I'm putting a stamp on it.
I'm loving the introductions. I'm loving them. I'm loving them. You're pumping me up, man.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I got to send a shout-out to T-Talk, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? My people, you know, doing their thing. They got a show, and they're going to be talking about some wild stuff. So make sure y'all stay tuned for T-Talk. They doing they want to. Shout-out to Spicy, man. My girl Spicy live in the building. You know, she was shutting it down with me. You know, I always love Spicy. She always support the movement. Shout-out to How Elegant was in here. You know what I'm saying? And we had, you know, a couple of people doing they want to. Check out Cordell. That man is spicy. What got in?
It's easy on the eyes. Yeah.
Well, man. And CG, lucky CG, that's like her brother. Because, you know what I'm saying, he's real spicy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's you know what I'm saying? That's her peoples right there. You know what I'm saying? And she's seen him up close.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he looks the exact same in person. You know, you know what I'm saying? Than in pictures. The pictures, you know, some people look different in the person as they do the pictures. No, Cordell looks the exact same. You know, no lie, one time we was working at the barbershop, and this one he had got to the gym real crazy. We all just, I don't know why we was in the back eating, but all the girls was in the back eating. We came out, and for some reason, Cordell was outside washing his car in front of the barbershop with no shirt on, right? Like, but we couldn't look because, you know, that was like our brother, whatever. Just for a minute, I was looking like, Yeah, he was showing up.
Man, I'm telling you, like, I'm going to do my other plug again, you know what I'm saying? Also, man, this whole, you know what I'm saying, this whole interview today, the two interviews today, you know what I'm saying, Young Soldier's interview was provided by O Entertainment. Shout out to O, you know what I'm saying? He's doing the Women in Hip-Hop thing going down in March on the radio down in the Carolinas. He's doing big music awards and stuff like that. Shout out to OOEntertainment.com, OENT.com. Check him out. Tell them Lush sent you, you know what I'm saying, and Cordell's whole interview was actually, you know what I'm saying, sponsored by Felix Natal Jr. Go to www.FelixNatalJr.com and support your man in his movement. He's a world-renowned photographer for people like Coco, Ice-T, Lil Wayne, Bird Gang, you know what I'm saying, the boxes, you know, your man O from the Dallas Cowboys, if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, from Vita LeGarry, all the hot models, man. He's doing his one, two. Support him in his move and tell him Lush sent you. This how we do, man. Shout out to Exclusive Fashion and Furs doing their one, two, you know what I'm saying, in the game. You know, shout out to Street Queens because, you know, we do it, and we do it better than The View. I don't care what you say. We kind of cocky, but yet we humble at the same time because we know what we doing. You feel our movement when we come through. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? With nothing but bosses, and make sure you get your game face on, your game plan together for the 09, man. Don't walk into the 09 with that 08 mentality. We don't got time for it, man. There's no excuses, man. If you're going to go hard, like they got that song, Go Hard, right now, go hard, man. Go hard. Don't even fake. Go hard. For real, in the 09. And like CG's pastor say, for every setback is a set up for a step up. So even if we go through trials and tribulations, that might be an opening for a new, to open us up for a new, or give us time to focus on our true dreams and things that we've neglected in life because we've been so busy, and making the time for us to check it out, analyze it, and regroup. And make sure you never just have a plan A, have a plan B, plan C, and a plan D. And sometimes an E, baby. I'm saying, so, you know what I'm saying? We going in 09 with true faith, and we trying to get it popping. Make sure y'all support everybody y'all mentions in the movement. Make sure you say, check out www.rolly.com, R-O-L-L-Y. They got the hottest frames, glasses in the building, in the game, and they always support Lush Radio Online, and I support them in their movement. Check out strictlybump1.com. Shout out to you, Bump. He's doing his 1-2 with the Varsity Jackets. He got your man Terrence on 106 and Park rocking it. So let's rock it. Don't stop it. I'm pop locking right now. Check me out each and every Friday from 6 to 10 o'clock. I'm rocking independent music. You know what I'm saying? I got that 4-hour slot getting BDS spins. So if you're an independent artist trying to get your BDS spins up, or you know what I'm saying, you're just trying to get heard, I'm willing to spin it, man. If it's hot, I'm going to spin it. But understand, you are subject to the audience. So they're going to tell you if they like it or don't like it. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down. You know what I'm saying? And Lush Radio will be having some hot conference calls, you know, explaining and telling y'all the true nature and the change of what the hip-hop nation and the world music and everything is going in the direction for 09, teaching people through music, support independent artists and business owners in the game. And the whole slogan this year is One World Music. You know, Lush Radio presents One World Music each and every Friday from 6 to 10 o'clock. One world, one movement, one voice. You know what I'm saying? So this it is. If we're not moving together, then we ain't moving at all. Shout out to Cool V. Check out www.trunkhustlers.com. Your one-stop shop to all your networking needs in the industry. Check them out also. And you know what I'm saying? Make sure you check out Rodamez. Go to www.rodamez.com. Hot, you know, hip-hop and alternative music artists doing this 1-2. Shout out to Silent Disorder. Check out Silent Disorder. You know what I'm saying? They're doing their 1-2. Check them out. Shout out to Heron DeMarco. Go to my MySpace page, www.myspace.com/LushRadioOnline, and make sure y'all hit up Silent Disorder, CG Michelle, all my street queens, Exclusive Fashion and Furs, Bump One, Game Face, everybody that's on my list, man. Hit them all up. Hit them all up.
Yeah.
I don't care. Hit them all up. I'm telling
Lush,
you, man.
Lush, I'm going to check out right now. I got a pack. I'll be talking to you later, right, on the call?
Yeah, that's what it is, man. I'll be talking to you later, man, and good luck, safe journey. Going to New York, you know what I'm saying? And make sure you dress, because y'all don't want you to come back with no cold, girl. It's cold up there right now.
I don't play. It's, you know, it's comfort before cute. No.
don't be rocking no sleeves that's falling off, though.
No, that's before I was talking.
I love you, girl, man. I'm going to holler at you later, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, and this is what we do, man. If ain't nobody tell you they love you today, make sure you pick up A Game Magazine when it drops in this year, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to leave off with your man, you know what I'm saying, Archaeologist, you know what I'm saying? Well, actually, you know what? We're going to leave off with your man, you know what I'm saying, Young Soldier. We got that joint called Glow once again, you know what I'm saying? This is, you know, out with the old, in with the new, and swagger is old and glow is new. So let's get it. Check this out, Glow. And we out, baby.
NB, NB, Young Soldier.
That's right.
Brian B. Outlaw.
OEMT.
We got another one, baby.
It ain't my swag, only it's my glow. Little mama chose me, and you already know. Now watch them how you do it. I know she wanna do me. Ah! She jump inside the whip and rip clean through the coupe. You know my go good.
That's right.
The time for the team.
Yes,
and I can get 100 in my Sean John jeans. It ain't my swag, oh, it gotta be my glow.
Yeah.
The ball crack wall shit, it gotta be my dough. The 24 riding with them suicide dough. She brought me a little, but damn, I want
more.
Mr. Stunner's ass tall, big whip
copper.
Shut down script, club, rubber band popper. Dress to impress. Black scrap, but I call up the troopers. My money super duper and my work game straight. I don't blow candles, just give me my cake. My inside crushed and my system beating good. I'm Pimp C shining, put my diamonds on the wood. Yeah, soldier bag ain't a damn thing changed. I'm just like Bum B, ho, I'm gold in the game. Flip flop colors when I'm swerving through the lane. I don't got time for none of you lame. Singing in the back and the speakers up front.
Do it, I do it, I do it. It ain't my boy. It's
stuff that I need y'all guys to join. You know what I'm saying? And just like Crazy Eddie does with that's doing with Novocaine, I join up all these name sites and I set up once I create a MySpace page, once I create a Gmail account for you, or you have a Gmail account, I'll set it up for you under your Gmail account. You'll be receiving all the emails from the sites, but I will set your page up and stuff like that and add your music on it. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I do. And then the other thing is you would have to get the person that's going to design your blogging site, or if because blogging sites, you could do it yourself, basically. I employ you to go and start doing video blogging so your fans can get more in touch with you, who you are. You know what I'm saying? Blogging and stuff. Blogging is really big now. Even if, you know, they want me to help them with their blogging and stuff like that, if they need somebody to do graphic design, I have graphic designers, you know what I'm saying, in regards to that situation. And I can hook you up with the cash that I use for print, that the print is, like, cheap. I'll just give you the straight contact. I'm not going to get enough, you know what I'm saying? That's for, you know what I'm saying, that's what I do. I don't know what Kim Ellison is promising people. I don't make promises. I tell you what I'm going to do. Hello? 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 Hello?